So, to begin, could you explain the difference between a nutritionist and a dietitian?
Sure. Dietitian is a protected title across Canada, but in fact, dietitian and nutritionist mean the same thing. It protects a title just like physician or nurse or pharmacist. Nutritionist and dietitian mean the same thing in Quebec and Alberta and Nova Scotia, but otherwise elsewhere in Canada, pretty much anyone can call themselves a nutritionist. And so you have to be careful to make sure that who you're speaking with is qualified. For example, if at the end of their name they have the credentials of RD, or in Quebec it's P, like professional dietitian, PDT or TDP, or you can actually just go right out and ask them, are you a dietitian?
Okay, that seems pretty simple me, not too hard at all. But are these different types of care covered by healthcare, such as RAMQ, the government?
It is in the public system. So if you go see a dietitian at the hospital or at the CLSC, that is covered by RAMQ in the public health system. But in private practice, it's not covered by RAMQ, so you would need to have private insurance.
Finally, we understand what the dietitians are doing, but what specifically do you do?
So I'm working in private practice, and I'm using a slightly different approach to counseling patients. It's called intuitive eating. But I do see, this is a non-diet approach. It's recognizing that we can all be healthy no matter what weight we're at. There are many determinants of health. And nutrition is part of it, but there can be other aspects like whether you're active or whether you're dealing with a lot of stress in your life, all plays on your health. So I take a very non-diet approach, but I do see people for managing diabetes, you know, any kind of gastrointestinal issue, like a big one is IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and heart-related issues, high cholesterol. So those are the types of things I do. I've also been doing over the past few years replacements at the hospital and at the CLSC. So seeing outpatients as well as people in the hospital who are maybe malnourished or are in there because they've lost their autonomy, like seniors, and need help boosting their protein and that kind of thing.
Wow, so you do a little bit of everything.
Pretty much,
understanding.
Yeah. When you're in a rural area, you tend to play more the generalist. So I pretty much do it all.
Perfect. But do you have a private practice here in Knowlton?
Yes, I do. And that's where I see people specifically for this approach to intuitive eating, where I help people who have been dealing with chronic dieting over the years and have gotten on that sort of yo-yo cycle where they lose weight, gain it back, lose weight, gain it back, and is just really frustrated with it. So I'm trying to help them kind of start to learn about normal eating and really listening to inner cues of hunger and fullness and sort of developing a healthy relationship with food. That's a lot of what I do. But again, I also see people who are trying to manage blood sugars if they have diabetes or are dealing with digestive issues.
So if I were to make an appointment with you and I wanted to have some sort of diet that was specific to myself because the other diets weren't working, what can I expect at an appointment?
So I would, we usually spend about an hour and a half together, and I would do a complete evaluation. So I'd find out about your medical history. I would look at your, you know, what you're eating, whether you have any food intolerances or allergies. I mean, I take you through a questionnaire that asks you specific questions like that. I find out what are your expectations, and we work alongside that. And at the end, we sort of establish a plan together based on the evaluation.
And how do I make an appointment with you?
You can just call me. I'm actually on Facebook under SCW Nutrition. So that's just SCW Nutrition. And I have a webpage as well. So you can either call me or email me. All that information is on there. So you can message me on Facebook, any of those ways.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome.